look, it's the end of the world, right? As we know it anyways. But listen, you don't have to be a pig just because it's the end of the world. Yes, you don't have to squeeze into a bathing suit this summer. Good for you. But the fact of the matter is you need to be healthy if you want to survive the coronavirus, okay? NTT Nutrition can do that for you. It's good food, it's good for you, and it's delivered right to your door. You can't go to the grocery store. This is a perfect time to try NTT Fitness and NTT Nutrition. And if you use my code LEVELUP15, you can get 15% off your first order. NTTFitness.com, LEVELUP15. Let's start the show.
Beach, drop, car, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
Hi, first time listener, first time caller. This message is for Will. Screw you, asshole. Eat cum and try ice.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
This is Mayor Rick Kreisman, and you are listening to the Homemade Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Base vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3...
2-1. It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioCP.com. My name is Will Koontz. Welcome back to the program. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. HMBRadio.com is the website. Very, very eventful week here. I'm so spoiled with this quarantine life, staying at home. It's too good. That's the problem. It's too good for me. I'm not having to go into my day job as much. I can pretty much do everything that I can do at home. We have the technology. I can remotely get into my computer at work with my computer at home and do everything. It's fantastic. And I was thinking, I was so tired yesterday. I was like, oh my gosh, what happened? I woke up at my normal time. I have been keeping my sleep schedule just because it's too easy to fall into sleep until noon. You know, I don't go to bed until 2 a.m, just with work and stuff, with doing radio. And, you know, I get home about 1:30, I jump in the shower and I crawl into bed and shut my eyes. So I'm not asleep, best case scenario, until 2 o'clock. So it's not totally unreasonable to sleep until 10, 11 o'clock, but I make myself get up at 8. I usually go for my run in the morning, and I've been pretty good with getting up at that time, getting my butt out there, and then I kind of just come back home after the run, take another shower, and enjoy my yogurt, and then kind of just, you know, check my email real quick, okay, get whatever needs to be done, and then now what? I guess I could, like, take a nap or read or something. And yesterday I had to, they called me in. They're like, hey, you got to come into the office for a little bit. Oh, okay, no problem. And I went down there. I came home, took a little nap after work, ate dinner, and went to the radio station. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm so tired. Why am I so tired? I worked today. I worked a half day, mind you. But it felt like, I don't know what I'm going to do, and I'm going to have to, like, go back to the regular schedule. And that's happening. I mean, phase one is, first week is in the books. It seems to be going pretty well, depending on who you ask. I mean, I haven't really noticed anything. But I'm also just by myself. So maybe stuff's going on. I did notice that the, the Tampa Bay Times, man, I don't know what their deal is. They put out this article, this dude, let's see if I can find it. Yeah, here it is. On the first day of reopening, they published this on May 5th. So that was Tuesday, Monday. And they said one day after reopening, Florida posted a record number of new deaths from the novel coronavirus, 113. And it feels like what they're saying is it's a direct result of reopening. That's not true. You just don't get sick and die in a day. Those are people that were already sick when the lockdown was happening. So why are you mentioning that in the headline? What's the motive there for that? And I hate that I'm always looking for that, but they do this crap. I mean, CBS just got busted this week for planning a fake story, filming a fake line for coronavirus testing. And I had whenever I bring this stuff up to my friends and family, I go, hey, you know, the media has an agenda, just so you know. They go, yeah, I know, but I think they used to be good. And I go, I don't think so. Like, they used to be this, omnipotent, like, just truth tellers. And I don't think so. They just, with social media and Twitter, now they get caught. I remember seeing, even when I was a kid, little kid, there was a CNN story where they were covering the Gulf War. And it was some dude with a mustache. He was on there for a long time. And he was saying that he was in Baghdad and it was like crazy. All these bombs were going off. And I remember thinking as a little kid, little kids are good with it. Like, they can pick this stuff out. We kind of, our brains can only process so much. So as an adult, you kind of miss certain things. But I remember going, that looks fake. And you can find the video on YouTube. They just made a set and it was like a fake palm tree and party decorations. But you just go, why would they lie? I mean, they're a news organization. Why would they lie? And that's what they're counting on, is you saying that. But I remember even thinking at that time, man, that was a big wake-up call. And then I had my own run-in with even local news. I told the story on a podcast a long time ago. But when I was a younger man, I was a man at the time, my early 20s, trying to figure it out, you know, figuring out life, what I wanted to do. In college for a very long time, wasn't really working out, so I was going to be an artist, right? That's what I wanted to do. And I liked the street art subculture, and all the arts movement was booming here in St. Pete, and I used to do I did a little graffiti tag that I had. I'm embarrassed now. Not really, but it is a little embarrassing. But I used to do this tag, and one night I was hammered, and I was on my bicycle driving home. I was like 23, so this is probably 10 years ago, close to 10 years ago. And for whatever reason, just the moon hit this police enforcement vehicle, little Lego car thing, just right. And I stopped my bike, I took out my marker, and on the windshield of this vehicle, I put my little tag there. And put the cap back on the marker, started to get back on my bike to go on home, and was tackled by a St. Pete police officer. They were right there just in the shadows, probably 6 feet away, probably looking at me like, what a fool. And I was a fool. They were right. And they tackled me, spear tackled me, and which I'm sure was out of spite. They didn't really need to do that, but I get it. And took me to jail, and I spent 12 hours in jail. And that was it. It was 3 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday night, and I went home. I went to jail. And I sat there for 12 hours. And it was even worse, as I was supposed to help my mom and stepdad move out of my childhood home. Like, it was about to get foreclosed on, so they just quick sold it. It was very emotional. I think that was part of it, too. It was just a lot of things were changing. The recession was happening. of 2000. I guess it was 2008 or whatever. And I don't know. It was weird. And I couldn't get a hold of them to bail me out. So I had to sit in the jail until they were finally like, all right, just go get out of here. And finally got a hold of them because they were moving. They didn't have a phone hooked up. And this was, cell phones were around, but not like they are now. And so I had to tell them what happened and apologize. I'm so sorry. I messed up. And I'm sitting there. I go back to their place and, you know, helping them move a little bit. And they still have the TV hooked up. 6 o'clock news pops up. ABC Action News, top story at 6. A slow speed chase happened in St. Petersburg today. And I'm sitting there watching this live. I'm going, oh, that's weird. I live there. What's this all about? And then my mugshot pops up on ABC Action News at 6 p.m. And the story that the St. Pete police told the Don Gourmet's guy from ABC, I think they were trying to make an example out of me, embarrass me. Because I did write that tag in a lot of places, allegedly, throughout the city. So they were probably like, oh, yeah, we recognize this. And they were probably doing it to embarrass me. But the basis of this was a lie. And the spokesman said the Grand Prix was going on this weekend. So the spokesman said for the St. Petersburg police that during the race, during the day, that I took horses and St. Pete Police golf cart all around the city on a slow speed chase as they tried to apprehend me. And, I mean, you could just look at the arrest report, and obviously, you know, that's a lie. It was 3:30 in the morning when I was booked. But I remember just watching this, my jaw dropped. Half of me was mortified that this was happening. The other part of me was laughing my ass off because this is hilarious. And shortly after that, I get a call from my dad. And I remember just answering the phone. I mean, it was directly after the story ended. I just go, hello. He goes, hey, man, what's going on? And I was like, oh, hey, you weren't watching ABC Action News, are you? And he goes, yep. Yes, I was. And it was really embarrassing. But that was my first real run-in other than this fake CNN palm tree when I was a little kid with, yeah, these people will lie. They don't really have any qualms about it. I still hate Don Gourmet's to this day. Because, you know, he's supposed to be this investigative journalist that, I mean, if you pull up the arrest report, you go, well, why is he booked at 3:30 in the morning? But they didn't care. They were just like, hey, we just want to embarrass this kid, this young man. And he went, okay. So it's not like they can't be bought and sold, right? You know what I mean? So I don't know what the deal is with this freaking idiot. Chris Tisch, I think, is his name. Oh no, he didn't even write it. He just shared it. But he got roasted in the comments talking about the one day after reopening there was 113 deaths. Well, correlation doesn't always equal causation here. And not in one day. But it's just a framing technique. You know, we talk about this all the time where it's just a way to make you think about something. They push you to think this certain way by correlating opening with more deaths. And there's an agenda behind that, clearly. Again, I don't know if this is a good idea or not. It might lead to more deaths. It might end up being a bad move. I don't know. Nobody knows. But we're going to find out. So later on, we're going to talk about, Anna and I found another video that was kind of questioning what's going on now with this pandemic. And we talked about that a little bit, and just the idea of falling down the rabbit hole with conspiracies and stuff. So we're going to talk about that a little later. Joe Biden was in town this week. He did a virtual town hall. Well, technically he wasn't in town, but he was, you know, here talking with Tampa leaders. I think Castor was there. And what's the Congress lady's name? Kathy something. Is it Kathy Castor? And is Jane Castor the... Jane Castor is the mayor. Kathy Castor is the... Are they sisters? I wonder if they're related. And then Jane Castor is the mayor of Tampa, right? Jane Castor. Yeah. I wonder if they're related. Anyway, It didn't go well. The virtual meeting, it started out pretty whack. Let's see. I think I have some audio from this, actually. Let's see. Yeah. Here we go. This is Joe Biden heading to his first virtual rally. He's on the air.
Good evening. Thanks so much for tuning in. I wish we could have done this together and it gone a little more smoothly, but I'm grateful we're able to connect virtually, and thank you for your contribution.
And the video is really bad. He looks like the Matrix, where Agent Smith would like morph into characters in the Matrix, you know, where you would just like morph into him. It was really embarrassing. Let's see here. We've got more audio here. Oh, man. Not the smoothest thing in the world. The online event targeting Democrats in Tampa was supposed to make up for a rally that was canceled 2 months ago because of the coronavirus outbreak. But the digital stop, which started late in typical fashion, was plagued with technical issues. Terry Rizzo, the chair of the state's Democratic Party, was left smiling at her webcam for a prolonged period of time, unaware she was already being streamed to the audience. Yeah, she just has a creepy smile on her face. The announcer threw to Democratic State Senator Janet Cruz as well, who similarly did not realize that she was being broadcast. See, all these boomers have to get used to this new technology, and they're not used to it. In their defense, there was even a Supreme Court arguments that were being broadcasted over C-SPAN, and they did it on Zoom, that app Zoom. They don't know that they're being recorded, so one of them just went to the bathroom. You just heard a toilet flush. And Joe Biden was in the news this week, of course, because of the Tara Reid allegations, having to face the music with that. He had a disastrous interview with Micah from Morning Joe on MSNBC. And more evidence has since come forward that it seems like this lady is telling the truth, this Tara Reid lady. There was a police report from 1996 where her husband mentioned, it was some sort of domestic call, and her husband mentioned that she was assaulted back in 93. It's making her a little crazy. Maybe she's a little more sensitive than she should be. That came out this week. And of course, you know, you ask yourself, well, why is she coming out now? Well, he's running for president now. Of course, there's an agenda there too, I'm sure. And she called for him to drop out of the race. And it's pretty crazy. I asked my friends who were big on Kavanaugh. They didn't understand why Kavanaugh just didn't step aside. And I said, well, guys, this is going to be a dangerous precedent if you want to go with this. Because it's going to come back on you. It's definitely going to, somebody's going to do this to you, this strategy. Because it works. It's 100% effective. And they just said, well, I just don't understand why they can't just find somebody else. I go, well, we'll see. And I remember this conversation just because it was so illogical. And these are logical men that I'm dealing with, I thought. And so this happened. The allegations came out against Joe Biden. And Joe Biden even pushed this way of thought, too, of, yeah, the woman should be believed. And period. That's it. She should be given the benefit of the doubt. Even though that totally contradicts that phrase. So I went, oh, let me ask them what they think about this now. So I said, and it was pulling teeth getting this out. It took days to get an answer. And I just said, hey, guys, do you think that Joe Biden should drop out because of this allegation? And if not, why? And they ignored it for a little while. And then I asked again, and then my buddy goes, I'm thinking about it. I'll have to think about it a little bit. Kick it around. Oh, okay. So he did, and basically the excuse, one of them, lots of excuses. One of them finally did come to the conclusion that, yeah, I think he should, but gave a lot of excuses, which was, well, if he drops out, then we'll have to do the primaries over again. No, you don't. That's not how it works. It would just be the person with the second amount of votes gets the nomination. And he goes, and then we got the pandemic, and it would just be a mess, a cluster, you know. So I guess it would just be too much to really be, you know, fruitful. Okay. that doesn't make sense. But all right, whatever. I asked and you answered. That's all I can ask for. And then the other one said much of the same thing. Well, this is different. You know, he had a little bit different point of view on it because the Supreme Court is voted in by senators and not directly by the people. Biden would be voted in by the people. So that was his kind of excuse. And he never answered the question whether he should step aside or not. He just neglected that and admitted that he neglected that. I said, all right, well, thanks for trying. I mean, senators are voted in by the people. They represent, you know, a section of the people. But whatever. I mean, I asked. I got an answer. I don't have to like their answer, but it is what it is. And then I knew the argument was going to go to, all right, well, maybe he did this, but he's still better than that rapist, Donald Trump. So the 2020 election is going to come down to our rapist is better than yours, morally. It's a weird time. You could just not vote. You don't have to vote for Joe Biden. These people don't deserve your votes. But it's just a lesser of two evils thing. But, I mean, they can no longer claim moral high ground on this issue anymore. That's gone. No longer can they say that they're the moral ones in this thing. And that's what they pushed with Joe Biden, that he was the moral man. When there was so much evidence that he was a creep, and even Jon Stewart ran a Audacity of Grope, it was called, back when he was hosting The Daily Show in the late 2000s, or maybe early 2010s. So, yeah, you can't claim to have the moral high ground anymore on this. It was a big waste of time. But it is what it is, right? 2020, baby. It's still going. I wanted to talk about a few other... Oh, yeah, with Joe Biden. I saw this story that he is pushing Title IX reforms. Now, Betsy DeVos, Title IX is a college thing, basically, where it makes it easier for a woman to come forward, and basically it is, she's believed when she comes forward. So dudes are getting kicked out of school for a simple allegation. They're accused of being a witch. They're burned at the stake. No questions asked. And Betsy DeVos overturned those that the Obama administration put in. And, of course, the media went into an uproar about that. It's a war on women. It's not just due process and helping people out. It's a war on women. It's not a war on men. It's a war on women to take these things away. And Joe Biden came out and said, yeah, well, I'm going to put those back into place. Which, by that, if these standards that he expects people to live up to, yeah, these 22-year-olds are not going to get that luxury if he's put in the office. It's really sick. And since cherry-picking anecdotal evidence seems to work, I saw this story from the Crow's Nest, and that's the USF St. Petersburg local newspaper. And the first lieutenant governor-elect for USF St. Petersburg is under a Title IX investigation. Isaiah Castle? He was elected in November, confirmed that he's being investigated under the federal civil rights law that prohibits sexual discrimination, including harassment and violence in colleges and universities. He denies this claim, says it didn't happen. But if Joe Biden had his way, this young black kid would be kicked out of school. Way to go, asshole. Nice world. These things they claim to care about, they really don't. The Homemade Broadcast is brought to you by True V Salon and Spa, T-R-U-V as in Victory, Y, Salon and Spa.com, 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, right here in St. Petersburg. The barbers and hairdressers and salons are not open yet, but they will be soon, so go get yourself a gift certificate. I also saw she's selling products out of the shop. So follow her page, True V, T-R-U-V as in Victory, Y, Salon and Spa on Facebook. You can find out when she'll be there. Selling products for your hairs, and hopefully we'll be back to normal soon. And so buy a gift certificate. You know, those are good things. Give gifts. Mother's Day is coming up, or just was. Oh, damn it. That would have been perfect. You could have got your mom a gift certificate. Well, give her one for Christmas or something. Just get them now. Help these local businesses stay in business. TruVSalonAndSpa.com.
The Homemade Broadcast is on RadioSaintPete.com.
Stay Woke is a radio program I co-host with my friend Otto Hummel every weeknight at midnight on 102.5 The Bone. I'd like to play a clip from that show for you right now on this podcast. We talked about Anna found a video. Some other people had sent me this video. You probably know what video it is because you probably got sent it as well. So we talked about that and just going down the rabbit hole of being, I don't know. I feel silly saying these terms, red-pilled, awoken. That's not a word, but you know, waking up to this stuff and finding out that the world is not what's being portrayed to you in the news. And we found a video, we watched it, and we talked about it. So let's check out this clip from Stay Woke every weeknight at midnight on 102.5 The Bone, theboneonline.com. And this clip is brought to you by Homemade Podcast. Homemade Podcast is a media consulting company focusing on, that's right, podcasting. If you're interested in learning how to podcast but don't know how to start, whether it's RSS feeds, hardware, software, anything like that, Homemade Podcast can help you, and I can prove it to you because it's me. That's my little side business that I have, and I'm doing it right now. I'm talking to you through that medium. So you can leave me a message at 813-693-2124. Visit homemadepodcast.com, and let's check out this clip from Stay Woke.
What I saw today ruined me. It ruined me bad. You've seen The Matrix, right?
I have, yeah.
Okay, you're familiar with the red pill, blue pill reference.
I am, yes.
If you haven't seen The Matrix, there's a scene where it's Neo, right? That's the main character.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's offered by the black guy. I forgot his name. What's his name?
Was character's name or real
character's
name?
Character's name.
Morpheus.
Yeah. I was like, Deuteronomy. Like, I can remember his name. Something crazy. Metropolitan Ministries. Okay, listen. Yeah. and he offers Neo either a blue pill or a red pill. Blue pill is like you're blissfully ignorant. You just keep living your life. You don't worry about it. Or you could take the red pill and understand what the hell is actually going on. And that is what I took today. Now, I like to red pill myself almost on a daily basis. Today was a bit much. So let me explain what is going on, because we were referencing this video during Johnny's show, but we never played any of it. I just tried to pull it up. It's been taken down again. There's this video that was posted. I think it was originally uploaded late last night. And it basically talks a lot about Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, patents, vaccines, and it kind of leads you down a very unsettling path that these may not be the philanthropists, good guys that we think that they are, which is unfortunate. And so there's someone I follow on Instagram, and he posted this video, and he said, check it out, swipe up if you want to, you know, see it. So I swiped up. This was this afternoon. And it said, this video has been taken down, blah, blah. And I go, wait a second. And he was saying, like, you got to watch this video. Like, there was a lot of hype behind it. So I went back to his story, and I saw the title of it. And I looked up the title on YouTube, and there were a bunch of posts, and each one in the description box said, this is a re-upload. This is not my video. YouTube keeps taking this video down. Mm-hmm. So I found one of the re-uploads, and that's what I posted on my Facebook. Let's see if it pops up here.
Probably
it does.
Down.
No, oh, it does. I got it. I got it. Yeah. So people just keep re-uploading it. Thank God. But it's kind of going viral. I think today the video when the guy posted it, I saw how many views it had, about 2 million, and then that was deleted. And then there was like others that had just a couple thousand. But this video is circulating, and again, I have no agenda. You know what I mean? And I feel like, and we Will and I talk about this a lot, but I feel like that is such a liberating stance. Because all you want to know is the truth. Like, what the hell is going on? I don't care. Republican, it's not even about parties anymore. It's like, what is the... to me, it's not like red versus blue. It's elite versus everybody else. And I'm not saying the elite, like millionaires. We're talking like the Rothschilds and the Bill Gates and the... perhaps the Elon Musk of the world, like that level. You know, I'm talking like Saudi oil rich people, okay? Not like your typical, not like your Bernie Sanders who has a couple million dollars kind of person. We're talking like the upper echelon of the people that run this planet.
You're talking about like people who go to Davos and the G8 and like
right.
The
military
like
industrial
yeah.
complex, yeah, yeah. right? People that are making money moves, all right?
Deciding what society is going to be. engineering it.
Exactly. It, to me, it's not like when I saw this, I was like, this isn't even about like China versus US versus Syria versus Russia. What it is literally to me. And again, I get called a conspiracy theorist and I think that that is a cop out. But to me, I think that there is a global elite that is calling the shots and they're in cahoots with each other. You know, and they try to pin us against each other. You see us policing ourselves very much like when Bill de Blasio had that text line where you could snitch on your neighbor, much like the L.A. mayor was offering monetary rewards for people turning each other in. It's the same sort of thing where we're fighting each other and shaming each other for going outside or not going outside or starting up the economy or not starting up the economy. We're so busy yelling at each other that we really don't see who the actual enemy is. And again, I'd hate the word conspiracy because it makes you sound crazy, you know, and I get labeled that sometimes. But to me, I just look at evidence and facts. And if those are the facts that are presented, you are a fool to believe what mainstream media is telling you, right? Like, how can, like, well, I think the thing that really turned, I think when conspiracy went mainstream was the Epstein thing. That was done so sloppily that when the mainstream media told you that he killed himself, nobody believed it. That was when everybody was like, okay, if this is the narrative, if they're lying about this, which is clearly obvious, like people who were totally down with mainstream media, CNN, Fox, whatever, you know, whatever your pony is, when they saw that, everybody was like, all right, this is clearly not how they're telling us. Like, this is not the case. But yeah, so I feel like I've been going into alternative media sources because what is it like 90% of the media or six stations or six companies, control like 90% of the media that we see. Mm-hmm. Right. So if they have this sort of narrative, this sort of bias, that's what they want you to see. That's what you're going to see. You really have to dig deep. And unfortunately, anybody with a dissenting view or idea or perspective on something is getting scrubbed. And then we are policing ourselves and shaming each other for saying, hey, stop spreading misinformation. It's like, you can't just say anything you don't agree with is misinformation.
Yeah. Well, the corporate press, I mean, I talk about it all the time.
Right.
And it is, they are desperately trying to hold on to creating the narrative. And they've had that opportunity for many years. And it used to be that way where a couple of networks controlled the narrative. And then the internet came around. These independent journalists created YouTube channels.
Yeah.
YouTube became successful because of these independent creators that started creating, you know, not only news, but comedy and whatever.
Mean story content, yeah.
You were able to skip the gatekeepers in order to get into that industry. And you're able to kind of do it on your own thanks to YouTube. Now YouTube is in a predicament because corporate press was writing about how YouTube was spreading lies because it went against their narrative that the media has created. So instead of YouTube, you know, saying, well, screw you, they couldn't beat them, so they decided to join them. Now YouTube goes along with the they'll take down any video that goes against what the World Health Organization,
or CDC,
that is the approved, checkmarked narrative that is being pushed through. Anything that questions that, goes against it, gets removed. YouTube, in return, pushes CNN, Fox, MSNBC. Those are the videos that come up as recommended when it used to be independent creators. And
sure.
So they bucked their independent creators, which made YouTube what it is, and have just fallen in line with the mainstream now. And, you know, these people, I hear it all the time. Whenever I talk about, you know, the malfeasance of the media and things that they've done, and it's quite evident right there in front of your eyes. If you seek it out, you can find it pretty easy now. And they go, well, they used to be good. The media used to be good. And I go, I don't think so. I think that's a naive point of view. They've always
somehow
had,
They've changed their ways,
you know, I mean, the New York Times, you know, these mainstream outlets, the gray lady, the beacon of truth. I mean, in the 20s, Walter Duranty won a Pulitzer Prize for going over to Russia and reporting on
How great it was.
Awesome communism was and how great it was. He was a communist. He had an agenda to push. And he said it was awesome there. It came back, won a Pulitzer Prize. That was a lie. That was, I mean, millions of people were dying from food shortages, and he totally lied about that.
Sure.
And you just, you know, people picked up the newspaper, and they just went, well, this is all we have. Sure. So now that we have the internet, we have Twitter, we have social media, you could get your news in real time. You find out about, you know, who ran over, you know, who did a crime or something on Twitter faster than what the press can get it out. I mean, it's right there in front of your face now.
Sure, sure. And listen, like, I'm not saying that we don't live. I used to think we lived in a completely free society, which was naive. That's what they want you to think.
Yeah.
Again, like, it's on a spectrum. Like, we're not North Korea. And I'm not saying, I'm not trying to on the country. Like, America's amazing. You know, I love this country. My parents came here for a reason. I mean, my mom's American, but, you know, my dad isn't. And he came over here. We're living the American dream. Everything's great. Listen, I'm very happy to be here. Glad we're not in China, okay? But that aside, you know, I'm realizing that perhaps we're not as free as we could and should be. But then again, it's like, if this is as good as it gets, you know, if this is the amount of liberties, like, I feel like people come to live the American dream because you have the First Amendment rights. You can say things against the government. You were talking about, Will, I think, I don't know, a year ago or something, like, you can be at a baseball game and the president walks in and you can go, boo, you suck. And that's fine. You could totally do that. Can you do that in North Korea? No, not really. I mean, you can, but you will get murdered, you know, execution style in front of, you'll be hung publicly. So obviously there's different levels of that. But when anybody with a dissenting idea, and these are not just like crazy loco people. These are like doctors and researchers, and they're getting scrubbed because what they're saying doesn't fall in line. And it's not like they're just clamoring and saying, like, don't listen. No, they're giving you reasons why. Like, they're explaining the reasons behind their beliefs or why they think that things aren't going the way as they should and why that is the case. And why are we getting pressured to put down COVID-19 as the cause of death when, you know, you may have died with it, but you didn't die from it? Like, it is important to ask these questions. And when I watched this video today, I was literally just floored because, again, it's not like I'm – and when I posted it, I did post it on Facebook. I said, listen, like, it's this video keeps getting taken down. Watch it. You know, let me know what you think. I got no agenda. I'm not saying, like, this is what's happening. This is the real story. I'm not saying this is fake. This is real. I don't know, because this is just one person's story. But if this is true, dude – well, I don't even know what to say.
Yeah, and you see how eager, like, general population is to shame this sort of you're stepping out of line. Yeah. Well, what are you doing? You know, this is not a they don't even know they're doing it because we've been trained from an early age to listen to authority.
Yeah, especially when you have a doctor in front of your name. You
right,
know? Like,
right, right. So we're trained very early to do that ever since we were a kid. That's what you know school is about, frankly. Going to school is learning how to be a good soldier, you know?
Yeah.
And so we had the guy last week who works here that shamed there was another viral video that went around for two doctors from California
who were featured in this video.
And, you know, we kind of shared it and said, listen, this is just a different perspective, you know, than what's going on in the mainstream. These people are doctors. They've done research. They have data. And they're sharing it with you. And you can do with this info whatever you want.
Yeah.
With. You know, you make a decision. And we got I saw that he commented on the – and I don't know if it was because of – I don't think it was because of us. I think a lot of people were sharing it, and he saw it on his feed. And then he goes, this is this video is InfoWars, Alex Jones.
Oh, yeah.
And my initial thought was, uh-oh, did I share Alex Jones stuff?
Yeah.
And that made me, because I was like, oh, what a dummy if I did. Like, I'm obviously not going to just play, you know, share something. Or, you know what, but even if it was Alex Jones, who cares? It's still just data and information. You can do it. But I know that Alex Jones is a hot topic, so I get it. But then I looked it up, and I go, it has nothing to do with InfoWars.
It was just featured
on. Alex played it on his show, just like we did. We played it on our show.
Probably commented
and
on
so
it.
So it becomes this guilt by association. Like, Alex played it on his show, ergo, it is incorrect because this guy's a lunatic. And it's not logical. It doesn't make sense. But I get it. Like, if you are watching CNN, MSNBC, Fox, like, you're just taking in the information and you go, why would they lie to me? This is what's happening. These other people are liars.
Yeah.
And you just accept it. So if I watch, like, I used to get annoyed with people, and I still get annoyed with a lot of people, but I understand them better now. These people who still think that Trump is a Russian asset working for Putin. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's still people out there who believe that their hearts. And that is insane to me. I don't see if there's any evidence of that whatsoever. But there's still people who believe it. I get it. If you watch CNN all day, they're telling you this is what's happening.
Right.
And they have, you know, people come on, commentators, talking heads come on, and they give you, breaking news, an unnamed source says that the indictment's coming down. So I'm sympathetic to them because I feel like, I used to be them. And if I was watching it all day, I would think the same things.
And it's like when you're watching CNN, you're watching Fox, things that are televised nationally, you think to yourself, and at least I would, these people are on TV for a reason. They wouldn't just have any schmuck come on TV.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It's like, I'm a pundit, right?
I
used to work for the Bush administration. I used to work for the Obama administration. Like, I clearly know my stuff. And you're so impressed by all the accolades and the prefixes, doctor, lawyer, whatever it is, however they introduce themselves. Oh, senator, this, who cares? But and you just assume that, like, not that they don't have an agenda, but they know what they're talking about.
Right.
But they don't. You know what I mean? It's just a dance that you do. It's just a figurehead and that is what I'm learning more and more is like, you think that, government, like you think of government as like this overarching, like ethereal, like entity. It's like, if you break it down, the government is people. It's made up of people like you and me who have personal interests that stand to make a profit, that want to control the population, whatever it is, these people have infiltrated the government. I would say most of the government is like that because of like what I said a few days ago. That's how you win in the game of politics. You don't play clean, because if you play clean, you don't get anywhere. You got to take dirty money. You know what I mean? I'm not saying like from drug cartels and things like that. I mean, maybe you do. Wouldn't be surprised. But I mean, you may get money from people who help with your campaign, and then later they want to push a policy and you go, I don't really jive with that. And they go, do you want to be governor? Do you want to be senator? Do you want to be mayor? Whatever it is, insert title here. And you go, well, yeah, I do. It's like, well, then we got to work together. That's how lobbying works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so they're paying for your campaign. You win and you push a policy and you go, and you do it incrementally, I'm sure. Like, you do a little something dirty, nothing too bad, something you don't really agree with. But it slides, you know, nobody really talks about it, whatever, both parties are happy. Then you get desensitized to that. Then you take it up a notch and up a notch and up a notch. And then you think you can just get away with everybody and do some finger play in 1993. Just kidding.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, and I think people too, you know, when you talk about corporate press, I mean, I think people think it's like it's its own thing. Like it's not owned. But there are some very powerful people who own,
of course,
these businesses. I mean, CNN's owned by AT&T. You know, AT&T has a CEO. I mean, these are, and they're keeping their interests at heart here. They decide at the end what's printed and what's not. Jeff Bezos bought the Washington Post. It's a very powerful newspaper.
Yeah, absolutely.
And now he has a mouthpiece to get his agenda. I mean, so it's not just like these news organizations are, they'll kill a story. We learned that about Epstein. ABC had the story on Epstein years before, and they killed it. Why did they do that? Well, some powerful person killed the story.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, this happens all the time. We saw CBS get in trouble today because they faked a coronavirus testing line in Michigan today. Got caught doing it, red-handed.
What do you mean, coronavirus line?
They wagged the dog. They created a piece of news. They put together a line of cars and said it was testing for the coronavirus, a long line. That wasn't
That wasn't true. They made that.
I see.
And they got caught doing it today. So that's what I'm saying. Like, these people, I think it's naive to think that they were ever good and you know, not so biased and not, they've always had this.
And I think that it's a dirty business. And then when you also factor in, and I know I talked about this either yesterday or the day before, you talk about how science is a business and academia is a business. And one of my major problems with, like, me being in grad school, peeling the curtain back majorly, is like, you know, when we were doing studies, not me, but I had doctoral students. I was a master student, but we had the same advisor. I would talk to the doctoral students, and we had our advisor would say, you know, if they ran a study and they didn't find any significant results, if you don't find anything significant, you can't publish it. So if you didn't find anything significant, he would say, quote unquote, "We'll shake up the data," which means run a different statistical analysis, do a different regression, whatever, and find something, maybe lower the alpha, whatever, go from 0.1 to 0.05, whatever it is, to make it significant. Once it's maybe cut out the outliers, there's a million ways to analyze data. Once you do that and you find something significant, then it's publishable. Then it's science. Then it is marketable. You know, then you start getting grants from the government. So it just brings in money. Then you get featured in magazines and people want to interview you. That's the business of academia. And if that is how science is done, which is supposed to be like the scientific method is supposed to be so rigid and like it's all about peer review and finding the facts and the truth. No, it's not. It's about money. Mm. Everything is about money. And like the more I've been red pilling myself way too hard, but like you learn about things that you think are completely unrelated, right? Like you learn about Epstein and his connections, and then you learn about Bill Gates and the pandemic and China, and you think that all these things are completely unrelated. And then you, like, for me, it's like all these different pinpoints, and I'm starting to see like a web. You know what? Why is Bill Gates giving praise to China for how they dealt with coronavirus? They did a horrible job. They lied. They shut off and shut down whistleblowers. They banished all these American journalists. They clearly lied about how many people are dying. Yet, why is Bill Gates praising them? Huh? Like, I'm not saying that that's definitive proof, but you gotta bookmark it in your brain and go, well, that's weird because China's doing a terrible job. And even all mainstream media is telling you that China is lying to us.
No, a lot of them are totally on their side. They're writing propaganda pieces for them, a lot of them. That CNN wrote about how great China handled the virus the other day.
All right, perhaps they're getting support from that end. But yeah, so it goes to show, like, well, why are we praising China here since we've been in a trade war with them? They obviously don't treat their people very well. They lied. They said that there was no human-to-human transmission in January, which was clearly a lie because people were getting sick. And a few days ago, it came out possibly that they lied about the severity of the illness because they were trying to hoard supplies. Mm-hmm. And they were trying to hoard it for themselves, so they didn't want anybody else to freak out and buy supplies from them. And then I heard they were sending out faulty supplies. Again, it depends where you're looking. I have no agenda. I just want to know the truth. But I'm seeing all of these different pinpoints, and they're starting to look more and more connected. All these nefarious players that, you know, you got your Trump and versus Clinton. They're like in bed together.
Yeah,
they're like the same brand of people and we're pitted against each other. They're both flying in Epstein's plane, hanging out, doing deals together. Everybody knew about everything else. You know what I mean? So to me, it's not red versus blue. Like, now it's like the elite versus everybody else. It's the elite versus the people. You know, what is it, like the proletariat? Is that what Marx called it?
Yeah.
Not saying we should rise up and overcome, not yet anyways, but just...
you won't be able to.
You'll get squashed, you know? So I do want to play some of this video, but before we do, I will take these calls. Going down the rabbit hole hard. Hello and welcome to the program.
You guys sound like complete conspiracy nutcases. Oh my goodness.
I know. This is InfoWars.
I mean, if the government tells you something, just shut up and take it. Don't question them. I mean, just because the actual etymology of the word government is mind control, if you break it down, govern to control, meant coming from the Latin word meaning mental, mind control, right in front of your face. Yeah, just because there's symbology everywhere and there's pedophiles like Jeffrey Epstein, who are close friends with the Clintons and
Bill Gates.
Close friends with Bill Gates, right. The same guy who's openly talking about eugenics and
thinning the herd.
Population control. Listen, Anna, I looked it up on Snopes. You're full of it. You don't know what you're talking about.
I don't. And I said that, I prefaced it with, I don't know anything. That's how I always start the show. Hi, I'm Anna. I don't know anything, but this is what I learned today, and it scared the S out of me.
Yeah. Well, I've been at it for 15 years, and when you look at for the truth and you go into it and you take away all the blind allegiance and the confirmation bias and all the other illogical tricks, I should say, that get in the way of critical thinking, you start to see all of these puzzle pieces,
right?
and you collect them, and right, they don't always fit right away, mm-hmm, but you hold on to that puzzle piece, and as you continue to go down that rabbit hole, you see when it might fit, and it starts to paint a picture.
Right.
And that's all one does that's genuinely looking for truth. And I applaud you guys. You guys have had some really good conversations of late, and I really enjoy it. And I think it's authentic, and I
we're
think
trying.
It's motivational.
Yeah,
to hopefully people out there.
Right, and it's good to be on everyone's team and no one's team. You know what I mean? I just want to know what the hell is going on. You know, tell me the truth. And to me, I'm always shocked at how incurious, if is that a word? How not curious people are, and they don't care
apathetic.
About, right, they don't care about what the truth is. They just want to go into their echo chamber and be told that they are right. That's all that they, it's about ego and not about the truth. And it's like, well, why do you have an ego about immigration? Like, why would that affect the way that you feel about it? Because you've aligned yourself with, you're on the moral high ground. Like, that's what you've told yourself. And when people disagree with you, it's a personal affront. Whereas with like me and most free thinkers, it's like, dude, I just want to know the best solution, the best trade-off here. What's actually going on? Is coronavirus, I'm not saying it's fake, but was it put out, deliberately? Was it an accident? Was it really from a bat? Was it manipulated in a lab? Like, all these questions. And people who don't know anything, who've done no research, be like, listen, that would be crazy. That's not facts. That's not evidence. That's not a persuasive, cogent argument. So I'm just sitting here, you know, with my D in my hand going, I have no idea what's going on, but this is what I learned.
Can I give you a great recommendation for a documentary, please?
Mm-hmm. I'll write it down. Go ahead.
All right. So it's on Netflix. It's called House of Numbers.
Okay.
And it's about the science behind the HIV pandemic.
Okay.
And a lot of the same players, Dr. Anthony Fauci, Dr. Kerry Mullis, are all featured in this documentary called House of Numbers.
Mm-hmm.
I highly recommend it.
When was it released?
By the way, Will, this is Bob calling from Florida.
Thank you, Bob.
When was this released? Was this recently, like during pandemic days? Or
no, House of Numbers was released probably 5-6 years ago.
Oh,
I interviewed the filmmaker.
Okay, very cool. I'll probably get into that tonight, actually, because I finished Ozark.
It's really good, I think, and it talks about the testing, which is the same PCR testing that they're using for the coronavirus.
For COVID.
And those test results, depending on the demographics of the people taking the test, are interpreted differently. So if you're a white guy who's never had gay sex and shot up heroin, and you get 100, let's just say, as your result, you're not HIV positive. But if you're a gay guy who shoots up and has had gay sex and has been to Africa, and you get that same result of 100, you're told you're HIV positive and you're going to die.
Wow. Okay, well, I will definitely check that out. Thank you so much for the recommendation.
All right, Shemendriff, have a great night.
All right, bye-bye.
There you go, Stay Woke Midnight, 102.5 The Bone, TheBoneOnline.com. You can get the Bone app. Just search 102.5 The Bone. You can get Stay Woke on demand, so you don't have to stay up all night like a freak. And, you know, I don't know what to believe with this. You can believe whatever you want. You can look at whatever you want. Don't care. Totally in the free speech. And it's just interesting to get other points of view from this thing. And it's not just from YouTubers. These people are doctors. So they do have some sort of opinion on this that is relevant and valuable. And it's so funny, too. My stupid friends who sit there and complain all day long on Facebook that the president is a liar and he's a con man. And I go, yeah, maybe. That could probably be true. I wouldn't doubt it. But then in the same breath go, if you're watching these videos, if you're questioning any of this stuff, you're a clown. And you're like, isn't the guy that's in charge a liar? Like, why wouldn't you look into this stuff at all? But people don't care. It's not based in logic, any of this stuff. It's all emotional. It's all psychological. Jonathan Haidt wrote a book about it. Can't remember the title about it. I haven't read it, but I've heard a lot of podcasts with him and how illogical politics really is. Anyway, with that, I will leave you. Have a great week. I hope you stay healthy. Stay safe. You know, go get some sunlight outside. Don't be afraid. If you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. If somebody's not wearing a mask, don't shame them. You're not their mom. You're not their dad. I know you think you know better, but remember that you might not. Follow me on Facebook at HMB Radio, Instagram, home_made_man. Same thing on Twitter. Have a great week. Go get some NTT fitness food get a gift certificate from Truvi Salon and Spa. My name is Will Koontz. This has been HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. See ya.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSt.Pete.com.